Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
I recently spoke to a young listener named John. When I say young, roughly 18 years old, recent high school graduate. Now, I didn't go to high school, but I did go to the fifth grade. So my educational achievements are far less than his. He shared with me that he would soon be traveling to France. And while he has studied the French language, I have almost no knowledge of it. I always thought of it as kind of a queer, strange language. It's always sounded odd to me. I've been criticized for my opinions on French culture, and especially on what I see as their lack of morality. Perhaps their lack of morality is too close to my own. It might be said that I'm a kindred spirit to the French, and therefore I find ways to separate myself from them. I've often been asked to judge the current state of mankind. We started out a little lower than the angels. We've been getting a little lower ever since. To properly place man at the present time, he is somewhere between the angels and the French. When I was a young man visiting Paris, I took in a performance of the famous Can-Can dance. As I was there to study French culture, I watched the young women dancing for hours. At times, I had to cover my eyes for very shame, but of course, I peeked through them between my fingers. I've been told that I must discuss modern issues if I want anyone to listen to this, if I'm expected to have an audience other than those who are using me as a sleep aid. As to those who use my meanderings as a way to induce a nap, I support that with a full heart. If my voice can be substituted for sleep-inducing drugs, who am I to complain? For those attempting to stay awake during my lectures, I will try to pivot into more current issues. I find the British discussion of Brexit to be most fascinating. The British people most unexpectedly voted in favor of the British exit from the European Union. Certainly, the will of the people was carried out. That was not the case. Their elected leaders cannot agree on how to do this. Nobody seems satisfied with any compromise. How did things go so wrong? I learn best from anecdotes, and I heard a story told by an elderly woman who lives in a small town in England. She was frustrated that she could not get in to see her doctor because of all the Portuguese immigrants filling her waiting room. She supported Brexit. It would be easy to ignore this woman as narrow-minded. Some would even call her a racist. Racist. When someone uses that term, we immediately lose any chance for an exchange of ideas or viewpoints. All hope of working toward a solution comes to an abrupt end. It seems reasonable to me that the elderly woman needed to see her doctor. When she was unable to do that, she became angry about something that was clear in her mind. Perhaps she was used to seeing her doctor without making an appointment. There might be a shortage of doctors. Perhaps hearing people speaking a different language was disconcerting to her. For the elderly, change is always a challenge. She clearly wanted to express her frustration. Brexit was an opportunity to do just that. For just one day, one moment, because of Brexit, her vote carried the same weight as the vote of a billionaire financier from London. Why were the polls all wrong? Perhaps because the pro-Brexit voters from cities like Dover were ignored, or at the very least, discounted. As I have proven today, I am not an expert on Brexit. Certainly not on British politics. I've tried not to offend anyone, but that's impossible today. Please consider the plight of the woman who needed to see her doctor. In her world, this might have been a life or death situation. One thing is certain. The politicians and high-priced pollsters ignored her. And today, we have Brexit. I'll talk more on this subject. ¶¶